so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Our house takes on a new meaning when you find out it's been built by these wonderful students from our Ann Arbor schools. Whoa! You guys excited?
Yeah.
And we have back with us today their instructor. On our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, as we welcome in Coach G, Grant Welch. He is the assistant instructor with the Ann Arbor Student Building Program. You guys are in the middle of doing another house here. Last year's house that was built by these students sold for how much?
It sold for $435,000.
Woo!
Yep. Which is a record for the most a student house. Yeah, there we go. The most a student house, student build house has ever sold in the state.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
How does this program work? How do you get the money for it, the land? How does all that happen?
So we have a 501c3, so we're separate from the school district. We have a wonderful board of directors that make up of volunteers, of builders and remodelers, lawyers, realtors, in local people that offer their time and support our program through many ways. One way is sponsorships through our Pancake Supper, which is coming Tuesday, November 28th at Pioneer. And it's an opportunity to give the students, to allow them to have scholarship opportunities for them later on, and just support this great team.
We have here 5 students, and out of what, 40 or so? How many do you have in the program right now?
32.
Yep. And you have an afternoon and morning class that work on different parts of this house.
Yeah, it's divided up by what school they go to. So we have Skyline and Pioneer in the morning, and Huron and Community in the afternoon.
Okay, so I've got the morning people with me today.
Yep.
Because I don't have my Huron High School here, but that's okay. Pioneer and Skyline in the house today with us as we welcome in Daryl Noblin. Daryl, nice to see you're out of Skyline. You're all seniors here, right?
Yep.
What has this been like to work on the house for you, Daryl?
For me, it's been a great opportunity. I'm learning about myself as much as like learning how to work with other people, communicate. Like, I was learning like everyday skills is really sharpening up.
Had you ever built anything before?
Before this, I worked on bikes, phones. I built PCs. I worked on all that. So,
is this something you want to go into one day?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm thinking about doing framing after college or...
Let me tell you something. If the framing isn't done right, nothing's working in the house. It's got to be so precise, right, Coach?
We have some tolerances, but we want to get it within a 16th or an 1/8 of an inch.
Are you pretty good at framing?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Also with us today, Mara Seeberger out of Pioneer High School. Mara, you're one of two gals who are in the studio here today. Are there other women in the program with you?
In our class, there's one other girl. Her name's Annika. So we have two from Skyline and one from Pioneer.
And how did you decide to get into the program?
I mean, I was interested in learning the skills. I wanted to, like, know how to, build a house and, like, know how to fix a house. Like, in the future, I want my own house. So, like, let's say I need to fix some plumbing, or if I'm building the house myself, I would need to know, like, all this stuff, and I could save a lot of money.
Oh, I like the way you think. So describe this house for us.
So this house is a 3-floor house. It has a basement, a first floor, and a second floor. The first floor and the basement are both 9-foot ceilings, and it's a 3,500 square foot house.
Big house. How much of it is up right now?
Currently, we have the basement and the first floor like framing done. Like the last wall for the first floor is going up today.
And Karina Hampton out of Skyline, you showed me pictures of this, and I was blown away.
Yes.
That basement's phenomenal with that high ceiling in there.
Yeah, it's huge.
And there are windows in their egresses. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's like how many windows? Three big huge windows
in the basement.
Yeah, in the basement. It's beautiful.
Tell me how you got involved with the project.
So like for the 3 years prior to this year in school, my attendance was like really bad, and so I was looking for like some way to get motivated to go to school, you know, something that I would enjoy and something that I would learn from. And yeah, so I found out about home building, and my brother did it, and so I was like, this might be a good opportunity for me.
Has this changed the whole trajectory of school for you as far as how you're doing?
Like, I go to school every day. I get up and go to school every day. I have something to look forward to. I only have 2 classes at school, so that's good. And, yeah, just it's a great opportunity, and it's
You have to use a lot of skills that you would learn in school, math and geometry and, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're doing it.
Yes, I'm doing it.
So you just had to find a passion of...
Yeah, just something to get me up out of bed every morning.
That's great.
Yeah, on the site, we don't call it math and geometry. We call it stuff we need, stuff we use to get the job done.
That makes it sound a little bit better, doesn't it?
More bearable,
okay. Also out of Skyland, we have Jalen Johnson with us, another senior. Hey, Jalen.
Hey, how's it going?
What kind of work have you been doing on the house?
I've been doing pretty much what everyone else has been doing, framing. I've helped frame up, I think, the back and some of the front wall, also sheathing on walls. I've also helped dig the trench for our silt fence around the perimeter of our house, but just normal stuff.
And had you done anything like this before?
I'm actually a second-year student, so I did help build the house last year, so, yeah.
Contrast that house versus this house and how it's been going for you.
Honestly, it's been going really well. Like, I think I'm really bonding with the team. I mean, obviously, there's some hiccups in the road, but, like, I love my team, and I'm just excited to be there.
It helps when you like the people you're working with, sure. And is this something you want to do when you graduate?
Heck yeah, I'd love to do that, honestly. Yeah. I'm honestly really just looking forward to just doing this for the rest of my life.
Do you guys realize they need people like you in this career field? Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, which sponsors our Around the Home each week, they're just clamoring. Their clients are clamoring for people like you to get into the trades, and they're going to even take people that don't know how to do it and train them as apprentices. So you guys are going into a wonderful field and a money-making field. Would you agree, Grant?
Oh, absolutely. There's so much opportunity for these students, whether they go into college or and working through college or if they go right into the field. There's depending on how hard they work, and we have a lot of really hard-working team. We're actually about a week ahead of last year's house. They can write their own paychecks.
I've never heard a builder being a week ahead.
They
always say if they tell you it's going to be in March, it's not going to happen until May.
Yeah.
So you guys are phenomenal.
You're doing great.
I'd hire you. And also with us today is Nick Stearns out of Pioneer High School. How has all this gone for you, Nick?
Oh, it's gone wonderful. I'm trying to think. When I was like 4 or 5, I always worked on a lot of stuff with my dad. You know, I had the full Bob the Builder tool belt and hat and stuff. but to really be able to get into the program and be able to kind of experience this all firsthand has been a really amazing experience for me, and to kind of see how everything comes together, I guess, has been wonderful.
And how gratifying to know this house is going to sell over $400,000.
Oh yeah, no, it's amazing. I mean, someone's going to raise a family in here, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
So it's to think what we're doing has an impact on somebody like that. It's amazing.
Absolutely. All right, all of you, tell us about the pancake supper that's coming up and invite the community. Go ahead.
After you, please.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's what, the 28th of November, and it's we're selling tickets right now, actually.
How much are tickets?
It's going to be $8 a ticket, and we have a group ticket, so $7 a ticket for 10 or more people.
Okay.
And it's a great thing. It helps sponsor our program. It gives us money for different things, for different tools.
Grant, this home that you're building right now is in a cluster of homes all on the, northwest side of town?
Yes, it's if you take Jackson Road towards Dexter. It's kind of behind Menards in a Kirkway Asayo subdivision. Our program bought 8 fill-in lots, and we're one year at a time, we're working on building these houses up.
You couldn't do this without the support of many people in the trades who participate in this as well?
Oh, no, we wouldn't be able to do any of this without the support of our local community, and Bragg is a huge supporter. Our Builders and Remodelers of Greater Ann Arbor is a great partner with our program here.
And they have a foundation where they do fundraising, Bragg does, to give back to support young people getting into these careers.
Yeah, we've worked with Bragg in getting different scholarships for anything from going to school to become a construction manager to right-to-work scholarships to provide tools for people to go right into the trades.
It really is an amazing program.
It is.
Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, their website, BraggAnnArbor.com. That's BraggAnnArbor.com. And for the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program, you can go to AAStudentBuilding.org. That's AAStudentBuilding.org. Right on their front page is a photo of a stack of pancakes. I just want to put my head right into the screen and eat. Looks fantastic. Syrup dripping down, butter all over it. And coming up on Tuesday, November 27th, you're going to get a chance to meet these kids as they flip the pancakes for you and talk with the community. Big event that's going to be going on. So let's find out more about it today from our students that are live in studio with us here on the Lucy Ann Land Show. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. All right, Daryl Noblin, yes, who is with Skyline School. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this.
So for the pancake supper, we come out and we flip pancakes. We make them. So on the pancake bar, there's going to be chocolate chips, strawberries, whipped cream, and chocolate syrup. And
chocolate chips?
Yep.
And whipped cream?
And it's a great way to meet the community and those who support us and just get around, you know.
Daryl, you had me at chocolate chips and whipped cream. You know that, right?
Yep.
All right. And Karina Hampton, also out of Skyline. You've actually been to this event before because you mentioned your brother was in this program.
Yes. My brother, Jordan Hampton, he was in this program like a couple years back. And it was like, it was great. It was nice to like meet all of the students and interact with them and eat a lot of food because it's like an endless thing. Once you pay the $8, you can get as much as you want. And I just kept going up there. And
oh, as much
more.
As you
yeah,
want?
As much as you want.
Really?
Yes.
This
endless.
Is just a stack and go eat and be done. This is
no.
come
as,
back for more.
Yes.
Woo.
As many times as you want.
All right. Jalen Johnson, also out of Skyline. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what you know about the pancake supper coming up.
I didn't get to go the first year, which I am actually really excited to go this year. I just can't wait to eat all I can eat for pancakes. Mm. And we also have home building swag. I'm currently wearing a sweatshirt that has the Ann Arbor building logo on it. It's a bright big logo on the back and on the front.
So I know a silent auction is part of this event, right?
Yes, it is. We are asking for donations, actually, from our community members. If anyone's available, to please donate.
All right, but you can actually, are you bidding on the swag, on the student builders swag?
Yes, we are. We have sweatpants, T-shirts, hoodies. Do we have hats? And water bottles.
Ooh, nice. Can show you're a big supporter of that program. Nick Stearns, I know you're going to tell us a little bit more about needing more businesses to help out with this endeavor.
Yeah, so we have three levels of sponsorship. We start off at the patron, $250. And that just gets you a few things. That gets you a Facebook notice on our Facebook, a few event tickets. Then we have a silver sponsor, which is $500. We have a website notice, Facebook notice, and then we have a table at our events, and a few more event tickets. And then finally, we have a gold sponsor. That's going to be for $1,000. And that has the most, encompasses the most. A website notice, Facebook notice. We actually have a annual banquet in May. Mm-hmm. So that's a student industry program banquet where we all get together and you can address our program and talk a little bit about our program.
Oh, that's nice. It would be great for businesses out there.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a great way to for those businesses to kind of get out there, and also for us to obviously use that money to different mm-hmm. tools and whatever.
How big of a fundraiser is this grant every year for your program?
This is one of the largest fundraisers we have.
Mm-hmm. So between that and the kind of in-kind donations and everything else that you get, that's how this program is sustained. Not to mention the selling of the houses.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Because that helps fund the next house
so
down.
The selling of the house funds next year's house. These banquets and these fundraisers supply scholarships for our students.
Mm-hmm. Marcy Berger out of Pioneer High School. You have to give everyone the details again on the pancake supper.
So this pancake supper is going to be Tuesday, November 27th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Pioneer's High School Cafeteria. It's like an all-you-can-eat supper for $8, and we'll have a lot of different toppings and, like, different things you can eat.
And you can get those tickets at the door, right?
Yeah, you can get them at the door. $8 a ticket.
Okay. Now, if you buy 10 or more, though, you get a little deal on that.
It's going to be $7 a ticket if you buy 10 or more.
Okay, very nice. And all going to help out the Ann Arbor student building industry. Well, congratulations, one and all. Hope the community comes out in full force at the pancake breakfast. Chocolate chips and whipped cream, right? Is that right? All right. Again, November 27th is the date. What is the time again?
It is going to be 5 to 7:30.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, Jalen.
Can I do a quick shout-out to my team really fast?
Yeah, sure do.
All right, cool. I'd like to shout-out Home Building, Team 49.
Woohoo! All right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yep. They all have different numbers? No, it depends on when they're on there?
So it goes by year. So Team 49 is the 49th year the program's been around.
Wow, amazing. That's great. Thanks, guys. So nice to talk with all of you. Really appreciate it. And special thanks to Grant Welch, assistant instructor with the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program, guiding all of these phenomenal students. And also to the folks over at the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. For more information, you can visit BraggAnnArbor.com. And you can also go to AAStudentBuilders.com online and get information about the pancake breakfast coming up and the program in general. Again, that is AAStudentBuilding.org. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.